And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Staying positive. Is it easier said than done? Dr. George Pratt with us. Dr. Pratt, what is the instant emotional healing? What is that program?
That is a book that we wrote a while back, Instant Emotional Healing, Acupressure for the Emotions. The more recent book we'll talk about in a moment. It's actually helping people to achieve goals, unblocking themselves. The number of neurons that fire per second at the conscious level is 20 to 40 neurons firing per second. At the subconscious, unconscious level, it's 20 to 40 million neurons firing per second. So if you want to achieve your goals, you can't just do it by trying hard or thinking, okay, I can do this, I can do this. If you engage the subconscious, it's powerful and you're going to be incredibly effective. That's one of the things I did with Rob. He was trying to do everything consciously. And so now we know how to achieve greater results, and not only currently with people that are having challenges at this crazy time with medical issues and not being able to connect with their loved ones or family or friends in the same way. This won't be forever. This will be a couple months. But we're going to see new possibilities. And so this thought of using the subconscious, and we use the subconscious by using imagery. You remove the anxiety and the fear with certain techniques, and then you see, feel, sense, and perceive of yourself achieving the goals that you want. That was one of the main elements that I did with Rob. And he's turned out okay. He's overachieved.
Now, you also talked about a tapping technique with him. What was that?
Yes. That's the tapping technique was the first book that I did was a book on hypnosis. The second one was a book on which Rob calls hyper-performance, or he calls it hyper-success. In every interview, I think, I don't know, 30 or 40 times, he has a little mental block on that. But it's hyper-success. And that's helping people achieve their goals through a number of different techniques. The third thing is there's instant emotional healing, acupressure for the emotions. And that was a book on teaching people about this tapping method. And actually, one of the consultants on the book was Edgar Mitchell.
Oh, I love the guy. He was one of the best.
One of the best. I loved him. And unfortunately, he's passed. Yeah. But he helped us, and we helped others in this process of helping people to achieve their goals.
Apollo 14 astronaut, to some who may not know.
Yes, and one of the most incredible people. He founded a foundation.
Noetic Institute, right?
Yes, so you are on it.
Of course.
Of course you are. Your name's George, right?
That's right.
Okay.
George's no.
Yeah, and one of the nicest people on the planet. He helped us with that book, with the manuscript and making it a little more understandable. This is a way of helping people to achieve their goals through tapping at different points on the body to achieve removing blocks. And so that was terrific. That was the third book. And then the last book was Code to Joy, which actually hit number 14 of all books.
Oh, yeah, it did. You wrote that in 2013, didn't you?
Yes, you are. Boy, you are pretty sharp, and we knew that.
Should undergo hypnosis with you and get even sharper, George.
Yes. Well, you know, the nice thing is we all want to be the best that we can be to help ourselves and to help others. The world is a challenging circumstance now. How do we help people help other people? So these tapping techniques are wonderful. The Code to Joy, our last book, you can now download that, which is nice.
Perfect. Now, how does tapping work? I mean, do you tap, like, let's say, like your heart, your shoulder or something?
Well, you can tap in different ways. What happens is it's stimulating neural pathways that affect the brain. And this is going back to old acupuncture, acupressure, et cetera. It's really kind of coming from an evolutionary standpoint. And so you tap on certain points when you've cleared yourself, when you've prepared the body to accept the treatment. Most of us, when we're short-circuited, when we're traumatized, when we're really upset by something, we can't use tapping as a technique because we have to have our electrical system intact. Now, the way that you can do that, there's instructions in a variety of our books, but when you, let's say that you think, okay, I want to achieve some target. I want to achieve a goal. So you can't just start tapping. You have to clear the pathway first. So let's say I come originally from a quantitative background, but now I've become more aware and open to achieve things that are actually even much more effective. And so, which is a nice thing.
You know that old saying, too, George, time heals all things.
Doesn't.
It does not, does it?
No. You can persuade yourself, okay, that doesn't really bother me, and then you start having tics and frustrations. Most of us, unless we clear it to the core, you're going to have it forever, and we don't want that. That was the purpose of our books. And so, for example, the simplest, and by the way, people can go to my website and download for free the simple method for getting aligned. And so if you go to drgeorgepratt.com, you can see one of the videos that you can just download. If you put your left ankle over your right hand over your left, tongue to the roof of your mouth as you breathe in, and relax the tongue as you exhale. And you do it, let's say, for 3 minutes. For many people, that will be sufficient to get you electrically grounded.
Oh, perfect. I remember you telling us about that a couple years
ago. Yes, exactly. However, if you're really short-circuited and you're really distressed and you're traumatized, you need to do something more specifically. We have 7 chakras. From the top of our heads to just at the end of the genitals. And so there's 7 sites that you can stimulate yourself by rotating your hand counterclockwise. If you know and if somebody can help you identify what those sites are for you, usually people might have 1 or 2 that are short-circuited. But if you go through and just spin your hand counterclockwise, all from the genital area and then halfway between that area and the belly button, then the belly button, then the mid-upper chest, then the throat, then the forehead, then the top of the head, just spinning the hand over that area, you can kind of recharge yourself so you can then do some of these techniques. If you don't do that, it's not going to work. It's a little bit like you have a fracture and you don't want to go running.
Until it heals.
Yeah, exactly. So let's say electrically you're now hooked up. Then you can tap on certain points in the body while you're thinking of the target that's distressing to you. And I'm speaking globally. There are lots of variations, and there are lots of things that require, let's say, specific information. However, in general, people can do a lot of wonderful things for themselves. Let's say the when you're tapping, then after you've stimulated different parts in the body, those 0 to 7 spots from the genital area to the top of the head, then you can start working on spots like the Pledge of Allegiance position. As you rub that spot clockwise, as though a clock is sitting on your chest, and you just repeat, let's say, sometimes people have to do more than this, but let's say 20 times. I love myself, love myself, love myself, love myself.
How do you know when to stop?
Well, just try 20.
As an average?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, why do some people, Doctor, handle stress other people can't? What's the makeup there?
It can be past experiences in your life, plus the biology, plus really what's happened to them growing up as children. And so we want to help people unblock themselves so they can shine brightly, they can achieve their goals, they can love themselves more, they can be even more loving and kind to others, and then pretty soon world peace breaks out when people are happy.
That would be nice. Do you find, George, that most people in their adult life who have real issues, it happened when they were kids?
Yes, usually 0 to 6.
That's that age. And what percent of people who are really screwed up were affected as children, whether anything happened to them, they were abused,
right,
or whatever?
Say that again. You dropped out for a second.
At what point, what percent would you say the people who are really messed up had it happen when they were kids? Most of them?
I'd say between 80 and 90%.
God, that's huge. So like somebody who is a serial killer, something happened to them when they were a kid.
Right. They were abused and tormented and made to hate themselves, and then they didn't know how to process it.
I mean, a newborn baby does not have any evil in it at all, I would assume. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then as they get a little older, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as you were saying.
If they're abused, if they're tormented, if they're neglected, if they're not loved, if they're not encouraged, they're not fed,
mm-hmm.
and be talked to in a loving, kind way, they can be affected in a negative way where they're going to be angry towards others.
And they pick the person who did the abuse as a lookalike for the victims in some cases.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah, so you really want to do is you want to... What are the messages that we need to learn to have the planet be healthy and happy?
Now, here's another question, though. What percent of abused kids turn out bad? And by bad, I mean some of the things we've just talked about.
You know what is interesting? You would think it would even be more, but probably 50%.
That's all?
Right, because they have other normalizing experiences in their life where people love them, encourage them, they treat them in a new way, that they have the opportunity to heal.
In the 50% that seem to be normal in their adult life, does it ever crop up, though, in their life, the abuse?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, you want therapy, it's good to have a connection with the universe in some way. You want to have people learn to love, like, and appreciate themselves, understand what happened, and then to begin to help others. That's a key aspect.
That's pretty remarkable.
And that can turn it around.
And if you sense this early in a child, you might be able to help fix that kid.
Right. If you have opportunities, if somebody brings the child in, so that the parents or the family members can learn what to do to help them.
Well, because the problem with that,
it's
though,
it's all about love.
Of course, but the problem is it's probably the family member who created the problem in the first place.
Right, unless they're already divorced or dead at that time.
Right.
Yes.
It's amazing, though, how you can really do that.
But there's always opportunity, there's always health, there's always the ability to help and to shine brightly.
I mentioned serial killers because it's so dramatic in terms of the outcome of what happens. When you hear about stories like that, a serial killer, whether it was Ted Bundy or somebody else, do you try to look at the background when they were kids, if you can?
Oh, absolutely. And it's usually those are the ones that have been horribly abused and insulted and traumatized, disrespected.
Bullied.
And bullied and not receiving any love. They don't know what love is. They're angry, and they're going to react, and they're going to make others pay because that's all they know.
Well, that's absolutely true. That's so important, too, isn't it, to be loved?
It is. Just so you want kids to learn to feel safe, and to be optimistic, and to have them be cared for.
How much of this is conscious versus unconscious?
That's a great question. Conscious mind, 5%. Subconscious, unconscious mind, 95%.
Wow. Huge.
So if you're just thinking, okay, I'm going to just think positively, I'm going to say positive things. Whenever you stop thinking positive, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. When you stop saying that, you're going to revert to the subconscious, the other 95%. And the 95% is saying, you can't do this. So that's why you have to use subconscious techniques, like tapping, the hypnosis, tools like that. The three tools that I use the most to create significant change in a rapid period of time, we have the tapping, the emotional self-management we call. So tapping on the body with feedback loops to the brain. There's another wonderful technique called EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprocessing.
We'll talk about that at the break.
And okay. Say again?
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
And what's your third thing?
And then hypnosis.
Okay, let's come back in a moment. And plus, we're going to take phone calls with Dr. George Pratt, whose website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com.